Marion and Washington counties, and our mission is to promote sustainability in rural communities, and we do that through education, demonstration, and advocacy. So today, I was going to talk about our relaunch of the 1,000 Hours Outside Challenge this summer for our community, which just really encourages a summer full of sunshine and fun and just getting out and connecting with nature, which is a really big thing that New Pioneers works to do, is just getting people connected with the outside world. So the 1,000 Hours Outside Challenge was actually created by Jenny Urich in 2022 to help families match screen time with green time. So she published a book in 2022, which is available at the Nelson County Public Library right now for checkout. And it has a collection of games, crafts, activities, and more. And it's really nice because it's organized by season. So it kind of lays out all 365 days of the year, pretty much, activities that you can do every single season of the year in nature. And these are very simple, you know, some things you may have to get some supplies for, but a lot of things you can do, you know, activities with things you have in your kitchen or that you can find in your backyard. Really simple and great for everyone. So the challenge is originally a year-long individual challenge, but New Pioneers has taken this idea and modified it into a community challenge. So each summer break from June 1st to September 1st, we encourage everyone in the community to track how much time they spend in nature and submit it to New Pioneers. And this doesn't have to be, you know, 100% accurate. It can be a guesstimate. But we encourage you to submit all the hours of you, friends, family, anyone in your household, for a goal of at least 1,000 hours for a community. And we have met our goal of at least 1,000 hours the past couple years. Last year, we actually went over 3,000 hours. But we want to keep improving each year and meet this goal every single summer because it's really important to get outside.
Gotcha. So what sort of examples of folks, I guess, submitting or logging time outdoors have you seen before?
Yeah. So a lot of people, you know, will hike, spend time in their garden. This can be really anything, even pulling weeds in your landscaping, sitting out on your porch to eat dinner, going to a cookout with your friends and family, going for a walk around the park. Literally anything that you would like to do in nature can count for this. We've even had a lot of families that work on farms that submit their hours from working on farms, and they're very impressive.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so yeah, literally anything that you would like, as long as you're outside, can count.
And so how are folks, I guess, submitting these entries to this community challenge?
It's a great question. We have a Google form that you can submit online, which you can find access to at newpioneers.org, or you're also welcome to just stop by the New Pioneers office and tell us. We also have some coloring sheets that'll help you track your hours, so you can bring your coloring sheet back to us, or you can even send us a picture of it, shoot us an email. My email is education@newpioneers.org, so just by September 1st, you can always just shoot me an email that says, hey, me and my family have spent this many hours outside this year, and we'll make sure you get added to the total.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is really important because the average American spends approximately 7+ hours per day looking at screens, but only about 1 to 2 hours outside. And over a third of Americans spend less than 30 minutes a day outside. And too much screen time and not enough green time can lead to sleep disruption, strained eyes, increased anxiety and depression, and even like developmental delays in children. So it's really important that we're getting outside and enjoying the many mental and physical and developmental benefits that come along with it.
And, you know, aside from the risks of having too much screen time being potentially problematic, there are plenty of other benefits just to being outside that you didn't even mention
there. Yeah, exactly.
And so it's important for the community to not only for it's health and happiness to be out, but, and again, it's a way of us learning and developing maybe some skills and maybe thinking about some things that, as you know, in just a few short generations, we've forgotten all about, again, with our screens and air conditioning and all that fancy stuff.
Exactly. And we're really excited to announce that this year that everyone who submits hours to New Pioneers No matter how many you submit, you will be entered into a drawing for a GoSun solar oven, which is a portable solar oven. It's really cool. It's kind of just like this long tube that you can stick your food in, and it's got a solar panel on it, and it's really good for like camping, backpacking, even just having a fun experiment in your backyard with the kids, making s'mores, hot dogs, whatever. So it's just really cool. And so any hours that you submit, no matter how many, you'll be entered into a drawing. And then at the end of, after September 1st, we'll do our drawing for our winner. And then we are also going to have some tiered prizes that are based on the number of hours you spend outside. We're still working on the details of those. So stay tuned to the New Pioneers website for some more prize details in that realm.
Gotcha.
As well.
And yeah. If folks want more information on this challenge, I assume it'll be on your Facebook or on your website as well?
Yes, both. Website is newpioneers.org and Facebook is New Pioneers for a Sustainable Future.
Gotcha. So if you were going to be participating in this challenge, where are you going to go to get yourself a good few hours for the community challenge?
Usually my go-to is Bernheim here lately. There's just so much land to explore and so many good species to spot around there.
Oh yeah.
But there's also lots of really good spots right here in Bardstown, like the Bardstown Community Park, the Tannery Hill Trail, My Old Kentucky Home, Dean Watts, Woodson Rogers Parks, and even just walking around your local neighborhood, you know, just taking a walk every day after dinner or to start your day. Quick 15 to 30 minute walk. Doing that every day is really going to add up fast. And you'll really feel the benefits very quickly from it once you start doing that as well.
Absolutely. And the things you'll notice as well, especially if in your neighborhood or something like that, you've only, say, driven around or you haven't lived there very long. You know, it'd been a few years that I'd moved to the place where I live, and you know, I've walked around some, but you know, just yesterday I saw my first hummingbird out there.
That's exciting. You know,
which I did have a feeder up, but I never thought I'd see one.
Yeah.
And then just for a moment, you know, I glimpsed it through the window. But the amount of birds and different things you can see, and you know, other activities you can do as well when you start walking. Maybe you're going to walk out there and realize, like, man, a lot of litter blows from the highway here, and maybe you'll do some of that plogging.
Yes.
Whenever you go out next.
Exactly. Yeah, and even just taking a quick walk around your neighborhood is a great way to get to know your neighbors a little bit. Discover some bird species that are living in your neighborhood. Discover some wildlife that may be in your backyard every once in a while. Like just when you get out and you really are making sure that you're paying attention, there's a lot to see that you wouldn't just notice on a normal day.
Absolutely. Yeah. And when you're not focused on, you know, on the news, on the TV, on the screen or something like that, even if you are being engaged in some way, it is certainly relaxing for a mind that at most hours of the day is probably overstimulated.
Yes, for sure.
What else do you have for us? Anything coming up with you guys?
Yeah, so some other summer events we have coming up. At the end of this month, on June 30th, New Pioneers will be leading the summer reading program. And the theme this year is to unearth a story. So we'll be doing some underground exploration. And then on July 23rd, we'll be back at the Nelson County Library for their teen hangout session at 4 p.m. that day, where we'll be doing some nature/junk journaling. And we also just announced our annual Space Night program, which is set for Friday, July 31st from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Rotary Park at the Reservoir in Springfield, Kentucky. This is our fifth annual Space Night program, and we're actually partnering with Dark Sky Kentucky this year. Mr. Jonathan was on the green scene a couple weeks ago that works with Dark Sky Kentucky. And they're just a really cool organization that does a lot of work to protect our night sky against light pollution, which is really important for our migratory birds, nocturnal species and insects, and even for, you know, the sleep patterns of humans. It's really important. So we'll have lots of good things and fun for the night at Space Night. And if you stay tuned to our website, I'm sure we'll have some more events popping up throughout the summer.
Gotcha. Yeah, that Space Night, definitely something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. And it's a fun night.
Jonathan is especially gifted at connecting with the kids and getting them to take interest in something like the night sky. Well, it's a pleasure to have you in here today for the Green Scene, Ivory. And if you missed a portion of this program, you can catch it on the New Pioneers website at newpioneers.org. We'll be back here with the Green Scene in a couple of weeks. In the meantime, stay tuned right here to your afternoon flight on the Rocket 102.7 FM.